The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
At 7:45 in Paris, Rashida Adeleke will be taking to the track in the 400-metre semi-final. We hope it will be a successful route through to the final for her, following on the success in the track, earlier in the day for Sarah Lavin, who made it through the first round of the 100-metre hurdles, and Mark English through the first round of the 800 metres as well. John Tracy is with me now, a silver medal winner at the Olympic Games in 1984, of course. John, you're welcome to the show and it's great to talk to you. Listen, I know we're meant to be talking about the Irish interest, but I do want to ask, and you'll kind of forgive a bit of self-indulgence here, that 1500 metres last night actually was one of the races I was most looking forward to at the Olympics this year. Josh Kerr and Ingebrigtsen, and the expectation it would be one or the other, and it was neither. What did you think?
I thought that it was between the two of them as well. Obviously, I thought Jarvis Kerr would get him this time around, but if you follow US track and US track, you knew Hocker. If he was there with 100 meters to go, he was a man of real danger, and that's exactly where he was. And you know, it was one of those things that he was right in the position, and he got the opening on the inside, but. What a fantastic race. I was jumping up and down at home, roaring my head off. It was fantastic. It really was fantastic.
Oh, it was brilliant. And listen, athletics is like every other sport. It needs rivalries. And Kerr and Ingebrigtsen are kind of the Cohen Ovette of this generation. So I enjoy it all. Anyway, listen, I've been enjoying all of our success. We had Kelly Harrington last night. What hopes have you for Rashida tonight? Semi-finals of the 400 metres.
I thought she ran fantastic in the heat and really looked very, very well. I'd be very optimistic that she'll get through tonight. And I think she'll qualify. I think she's you know, managing expectations is always a very hard, but she's first Olympic Games, second to the Europeans. It's but tonight is a big one. Get through that. She just needs to run a very good race, and I think if she runs to her capabilities, I think she qualifies easily enough.
As someone who's kind of been to these lofty heights, how difficult can it be at times to manage the kind of the weight of expectation, or is it something you just have to learn to tune out?
If you look at Kelly Harrington last night, she tuned out. You just have to tune out and let all the other noise happen around you, but not pay attention to it. And Rashida is probably being in a good place because she probably wasn't spending a lot of time in Ireland over the last 6 months, where there's a lot of noise and talking about success and all that. So she's just getting on with her business, training away down in Texas, getting on with it, and clearing her mind, and hopefully not following social media or anything like that, but keeping her thoughts on the heat on the semi-final tonight.
I mean, you know, there's people who don't necessarily pay a huge amount of attention to athletics for kind of, you know, most of the 4 year Olympic cycle, and they'll tune in now and they're kind of conscious of her having medaled at the Europeans, and a lot of talk about her, and Michael Johnson even kind of talking about her as a medal threat. And I mean, maybe some of them assume that she should be on the podium. I mean, there's a long way to go between here and an Olympic podium. I mean, kind of what are your expectations in that regards, or are they still just hopes?
I think Irish people love track and field, and we saw it at the European Championships in Rome, how much they embraced all the fantastic performances we had by right across all the different events and all the different athletes and how splendidly they all ran. I think what I'd always remind people when you're looking at track and field, you're looking at 200 countries competing in this discipline. Across the track and field program, there's no easy medals. Every medal is hard fought, and first piece of business she has to get through tonight. She has a former world champion in the race against her. She's going to have to run a great race to qualify, get probably close to her own Irish record, which I think she will capable of doing, and I think that's the first piece that she needs to do. And I think if you look at the final, you have The Polish girl is obviously very good, beating early European championships of Price, who has come off a fantastic US collegiate system. And she's looking fabulous. Pelino is another one that's really looked very well in our heats as well. So there's about five of them that I would probably say that are in there with a shout. And Rashida is one of those. But I wouldn't be putting any medals around anyone's necks yet. There's a long way to go, and this is track and field, and anything can happen on any given day.
Well, listen, isn't it great to even be talking about it, though?
Oh, well, you know what? This is we're really fortunate. This is a young woman from Tele AC that's come through the system. She's now reached the higher echelons of our sport. She's definitely within the top five in the world, and that's a fantastic step to take for someone so young. And she's looking fantastic. So I think we're excited by her, and we're excited for the future, and we're excited as well for the possibilities down the road in terms of other athletes coming through in that 400 metres and relays in the future as well. So I think it's an exciting time ahead for track and field. And you look at all these young people that are in the 1500s, the 800 metres, Sarah Lavin getting through, Mark English getting through. You know, it's exciting times ahead. And they are all fantastic performances to get through those heats and semi-finals. They will be fantastic performances.
John, listen, it's always great to talk to you. Thanks a million. John Tracy, a silver medalist, of course, at the 84 Olympic Games in Los Angeles.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.